Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O-Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Yes, it's me. I'm back. I'm live. I'm here with you. It is March 30th. Can you believe it? One more day and the year will be a quarter over. You know, that one always gets me. I don't know. It seems like we should still be like so at the beginning of the year and all of that. And yet, you know, it's amazing. At the end of this month, we're a quarter of the way through it. At the end of next month, we're a fourth of the way through it. And then 2 months later, we're halfway through. So yeah, I'm speeding time by. Hi, everyone. Aren't you glad I'm back? But it is good to be with you. I'm having one of those weeks, you know, the ones where, like, if the food's not nailed down, it's fair game. And you just want to curl up into a ball. And it's weird because I've gotten so much done in the past few days. But I think sometimes, and I don't know if this is true for you too, but I know sometimes for me that when I get a lot done, what it makes me aware of is how much I haven't gotten done and maybe should have gotten done. And I'm mad at myself for not having gotten done. I know, it sounds a little odd that like success would bring guilt. But hey, you know, I guess I really am finding myself a little aware this week of time wasted or time gone by, you know, as I just said about the quarter of the year being done and things like that. So I don't know. Sometimes I have like a sad week. Do you have that? I mean, it goes unfortunately with, you know, the food, anything not nailed down. And when I go to Weight Watchers tomorrow, I'm sure I'm going to see the results of that. But it's just one of those weeks. You know, today is the day where I got a lot done. And yet at the same time, I feel like I can't get going. I'm not sure if that makes sense. Am I making any sense? If I'm not, this is going to be a very interesting hour. Okay. So I discovered a couple of fun different things in the last week. There was this article on the top influencers on the internet. And my favorite one that I found was from a girl, and I'm blanking out on her name. She has a new series, actually a web series, called Brawless, and she's like 23, and I think her name is Lacey. Hold on, let me see if I can call this up. And let's see, Lacey Green, that's her name. Her name is Lacey Green, and she's like 26, I think, and she talks lots about sex, not about sexuality, and not so much about sexual empowerment, but sex. I mean, she's like a 26-year-old Dr. Ruth, and she is absolutely adorable. And I'm sorry, I'm yawning. And so I really, really recommend that you look Lacey up. She has this huge smile, this awesome energy. She wears big glasses. And I'm really glad that there's somebody out there like her. And I'm rambling this morning, this evening. Oh, my God, I don't even know what time it is. Check her out. Her own channel, which is this Lacey Green, it says Sex Plus, a frank video series about sexuality with Lacey Green. And I hope that I can encourage her to be on the show at some point, because I'd love to know what really got her going with this kind of conversation, because it's not something a lot of people really like talking about. So go figure. So that was one of the fun things I discovered in the last few weeks. Here in New England, by the way, I'm like melting and freezing all at the same time. I can't seem to get my space heater in the right spot to figure out what get the right temperature. Because here in New England, nature is drunk. We're going to get to the 70s in the next few days. We've been in the 30s the past few days. My son has gotten on the high school baseball team again, so I'm racing around like a crazy woman. One of my friends, years and years ago, I worked for an investment banking firm. It was the thing to do in the 80s when you majored in economics. And I was having just a crazy day, and I walked by a friend, and she's like, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "Ah." She's like, "What's wrong?" I'm like, "I don't know if I'm coming or going." She goes, "Oh, honey, if you were coming, you'd know," which is a line I desperately have to use in a book someday. But it's definitely the kind of day I'm having. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I'm having trouble remembering what day of the week it is. This coming weekend, I've got a writing retreat with my writer's group, which is really awesome. And my mother's coming up to join us for that, so I have to pick her up at the train station tomorrow. But sort of the process of getting ready to go and knowing what I'm going to work on, and oh my God, I have a headache and I'm tired and I'm yawning. And if I don't think I could get any more real than if I were like sitting here without any makeup on, which ironically usually I'm not, but today I am because when I went out to do stuff, I put some on. I showered and put makeup on. Aren't I a good girl? Ugh. All right. So the world continues to be a crazy place. You just heard news about Donald Trump and the stuff in Brussels and nuclear weapons in North and South Korea. I am here to tell you about power of desire, about knowing what you want. Oh, Trump seems to know what he wants. It bothers me that so many other people think that they want what he wants, or vice versa. You know, the interesting thing is, or for lack of a better word, the interesting thing, a lot of people say, you know, he speaks my mind. He says what I want to say. But that doesn't make any of you qualified for a position of such outrageous power and intensity. So, yeah, that one kind of bugs me. And it's too bad. It doesn't need, and it shouldn't be that way. It's not fair. So, okay, I'm still looking at Lacey's page. We have Lube 101, dating apps, is porn addictive, how to self-care. And all of her videos are like between closer to 4 minutes, and between 4 and 6 minutes. This one is a little over 7, and a couple of other things. So she talks on sexuality and feminism and LGBT, and I'm sure Q and the others, and she even has one, Lacey's Guide to Butt Sex. There you go. And she does have one on Lube, so those two should be watched, you know, together. Very importantly, she has something on consent. And I may just play that for you guys later, depending on how I'm feeling and what I'm doing and stuff like that. It's been crazy, and I can't get myself to relax and feel calm and be present, and it's frustrating to bejeepers out of me. Seriously, bejeepers. But anyway, tonight, I actually, after the break, which is coming up in a few minutes, I do want to talk more about what I love and what I believe in, which is the importance of sexual power for women. And when we come back, the oh no section is the fact that how embracing your sexual power is going to change you. Because it does, and it will. It's an amazing thing to choose. And in many ways, it is a choice. Some people stay sexually empowered. Most of us kind of lose it or deny it or misuse it or get shamed about it. All sorts of unfortunate things come up. I haven't been this yawning all day, and it's been ages since I was with this yawning with you. I'm so sorry, gang. Don't know what's up with me. Actually, what's up is not me, obviously. I'm tired. Which is really sad. And I didn't think I was, but okay. All right. I have another minute to go in to before the break. One of the things, by the way, speaking of consent, I've been wanting to play a video for a couple of weeks, and I haven't gotten around to it. I can't remember why. I think my topic changed and it didn't go with it. But I don't know how many of you are familiar with the song recorded by Lady Gaga called Till It Happens to You, which is about sexual assault, specifically the incredible increase of it on campuses nationwide. One in five women, I think they say, will experience it to some extent. And this was based on a documentary. It was really unusual to see a song nominated for an Oscar based on a documentary called The Hunting Ground, which is about the sexual abuse on campuses. So I'm going to be sharing that with you when we come back. I'm wondering where my music is since it's about that time. Do you hear it? I don't hear it.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Boy, that was weird. I couldn't hear my music, but obviously the break did come up because they cut on in. All right. Let's discuss embracing your sexual power and how it will change you. I think it's almost stating the obvious when I tell you that embracing your sexual power will change you. Because the truth is, embracing any power that you haven't, embracing anything new that makes you stronger or brings more of who you are into the surface, onto the surface, into the light, is going to change you. It's going to change the people around you too, or at least it's going to change their response to you to some extent. Because when we change, it affects the people around us, and some of them will like it and some of them won't. And hopefully you have lots of healthy relationships in your life and they will like the change. But it is important to remember that this is going to change you. It's going to bring more of your authenticity to the surface. It's going to feel uncomfortable at first. So what may come up for you as a result of this process is first some fears and old beliefs that you have around sex and sexuality and sexual power. You may believe it's wrong, that women should be sort of non-sexual or non-sexually empowered in the world. I have to tell you, it's really hard to kind of find the words to differentiate between the two, but you know, and I know that it is, there is a difference. It's a private thing, and yet when it's part of your power, it does become a public thing, and that can bring up some fears. It can bring up fears around being exposed, around being seen as an object. But it's important to remember that becoming vulnerable isn't about becoming a victim, if that's what embracing your power, if that's how embracing your power makes you feel. Because the truth is actually the opposite, in that your vulnerability is a form of strength because it's a form of truth. Some of the strongest women I know are also some of the most vulnerable. They put themselves out there. They are willing to get hurt, and they're willing to do what it takes to have the people in their life so they won't get hurt. Being a victim is when you take and see circumstances as being against you. And it's an incredibly disempowering place to be. It's very much about the power of somebody else. Remember, we've talked about power over versus power within. And being vulnerable is about power within. It's about knowing yourself and when it's safe to show that soft underbelly. What's also going to come up for you is some doubt and some, as I said, fears, but also some resistance. And when that happens, you're going to want to remember why you've decided that embracing your sexual power is important. Maybe you have a daughter for whom you want to be a role model, or other women in your life with whom you mentor or support. Maybe it has to do with your own personal goals and your desire to live a strong life, to live connected to your desires in a way that enables you to know your dreams and go for your dreams, to know what's most important to you, what you most desire, and let that guide more and more of the choices in your life. Remembering your why is going to help when fear comes back. It's going to help when feeling vulnerable feels too difficult and you just want to hide out. I always think of it as turtling up. And I tell my friends sometimes when I do something that makes me feel very vulnerable, that frequently afterwards I turtle up, which to me means I go into my shell. I want to be covered up and very protected and not have to worry about getting hurt. So that may come up for you at first, but I hope you'll trust that what's actually happening is you're getting stronger, and in truth, you are less likely to get hurt. And that's something I very much want for all of you. So, one of the things to look at when thinking about your sexual power is, when did you lose or begin to deny your sexual power? Most of us have a time in our life that something happened. We got a message about ourselves, about our bodies, about how we acted, how we chose to be, that made us shift. I was told that I was too emotional, and that's how I felt. I felt like I cried too much. And for a very long time, and even now to a great extent, I don't cry easily. It's taken me years to accept my emotions as valid, no matter what they are, from the deepest of love to the strongest of hurt. So there is a point where you start to have to, you want to look at, I should say, what you were taught and what did you see? Sheila Kelly, in her TED Talk, mentions a time when she and a male friend were outside laying in the sun and they took off their shirts. And I think she must have been about 6 when this happened. And the mother of the boy, they were in the boy's backyard, and the mother of the boy yelled out the window to her, "Cover yourself up. What kind of a girl are you?" She was 6. She was a completely innocent, sweet, you know, child. But something in that moment changed her dramatically when she was given the message that her body was something to be covered and potentially something to be ashamed of. And if she showed it off, or she showed it at all, not even showing off, what kind of girl did that make her? And let's face it, at that age, you kind of don't really think in terms of girl. You think in terms of what kind of a person did that make her. So she started to change at 6. So I ask you to think about what you were taught and what did you see and what did you hear that started to change your idea of who you were and how you needed to be. When you also think about when you started to deny this part of yourself, you have to think about what scared you once. Did you let that power rip and have it backfire? My personal story is that the man I first slept with was somebody who was not kind and not good to me, and I don't even remember losing my virginity. I blocked it out. I used to get bladder infections very regularly because when you had a bladder infection, you couldn't have sex. And so they were diagnosable, of course, but they were also psychosomatic. They were emotionally caused. He was emotionally and verbally and everything but physically pretty much abusive. The man I was involved with after him didn't believe in sex before marriage because of religious reasons. And I was able to open up to him on an amazing level because sex was off the table. Now, in the long term, how I was in that first relationship versus who I was in that second relationship taught me a great deal of how I wanted to be in my long-term relationship, of how I wanted to be with the man I chose to marry, and how I am with the man I chose to marry. But initially, those are the things that scared me. That's where they came from. So some of my greatest knowledge and some very good results did come out of things that once scared me. And times when I let that power really slip. So don't be too afraid to look at these things. You might discover that what scarred you also ultimately gave you a strength that you've used in the past or are ready to use now. I would also ask you to look at what lies have you told yourself about your sexual power or your body. From the I'm too thin, I'm too fat, my boobs are too big, too small, my hips are too wide, my butt is too saggy, to all the things you've told yourself about I shouldn't flirt, I can't flirt, I flirt too much. All the judgments that you have allowed to seep in that have become part of your personal script, sort of the way you treat yourself. Do you dress in a way that hides your any kind of comfort level with your body? And I'm not talking about dressing suggestively, because that actually does not necessarily suggest comfort with one's body. Well, it may suggest comfort with one's body, but not comfort with oneself. However, well, my body's great. And if you look at that, you won't notice that the rest of me is falling apart. So that's a lie you've told yourself. And then there's the reverse. If I hide under baggy clothing, no one will see if I'm not great. And the truth is, you are great, and they probably do see that. But there are these parts of yourself that you've really begun to deny. Oh, there's my music this time. Okay, we'll come back after the break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about remembering and connecting with the times you did feel sexually empowered. Here on the O-Spot on Om Times Radio.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O-Spot. I am still your host, I'm Rachel Kenley, and thank you for joining me. And tonight we're talking about what you can expect and how you can see and probably will see your life change or people around you change or you change as you embrace your sexual power. And this is such, it's an exciting thing. It's frightening. Yes, I know. It's scary. You're doing something new, but it's wonderful. It's so important. It's such a gift. I spoke about this the last time we were together. I truly, truly believe that our sexual power is a gift that the world and the people in our lives need. So don't ignore it, okay? Please, pretty please. Okay. Getting back to what we were talking about before the break. I want you to remember and connect with the times you did feel sexually empowered. Because chances are, for most of us, there was a moment or a day or a weekend or a period in our lives where we just felt like everything clicked. You woke up with that good hair day feeling all the time. It was just amazing. You know, it just couldn't have been better. And you just kept attracting more wonderfulness into your life, whether it was a relationship, a job, money, a house, a trip. Everything seemed in alignment. And it didn't last, in part because there were parts of your power you didn't believe in. And so it slips. We forget and we don't believe. And as we stop believing, obviously things change too. So I want you to try to remember a time when you felt sexually and fully empowered, when you were on your own. Whether it was at work or on a trip, I can remember the first romance writers conference I ever went to. It was the Desert Rose Conference. It was out in Arizona. And newbie that I was, I had no idea that the area conferences really were for the local chapter and some of the area chapters. And even though they advertised it and, you know, I could find information out about it, they didn't really expect they didn't expect anybody from far away to come. So I was the only person there from east of the Mississippi who wasn't a speaker. And the speakers at that conference were some amazing writers. Rebecca Paisley, who I stayed in touch with for quite some time, Lindsay McKenna, and most notably, Nora Roberts. And I could not have felt more amazing about myself than I did that trip. I was nervous as hell. I was sure I was a faker and a phony and I didn't belong there. But I can remember meeting Lindsay McKenna and her saying to me, I said something about wanting to be to write as well as she did. And she said, no, she says, be the best writer you can be. Don't try to be the best writer I can be. And, you know, that trip, I met people and I attracted people. And when I was out during the non-conference times, I was getting attention from men and women because I glowed with my own power. I believed in myself 100%. And it's been a long time since I actually thought about it, but if I go back to that feeling, I can recapture how amazing it was to travel. I'd never been to Arizona. I'm an East Coast girl. I'd never been in a desert before. It was an amazing, eye-opening, empowering experience. So look for those in your life. Journal about them. Meditate, or if you walk, think about them. But connect and remember the times when you felt fully empowered, when you were on your own. It had nothing to do with another person. You're sure of it because it was just you. The next thing I want you to think about has to do with feeling times when you felt sexually and fully empowered when you were with somebody else. And this could be somebody you were involved with, or it could be when you were with a large group of people. You know, when I've returned to certain conferences and know people, there are certain places where I can just let my, it's sort of a combination of letting my light shine and my freak flag fly. I think we all have that. It's kind of wonderful. So think about those times when you just were fully and powerfully yourself and you were with other people, whether it was one or a group. Think about those times, how you felt, how you were, the fact that you probably didn't even once wonder what anybody else was thinking about you that night. You were just sparkling, unencumbered, shining like a star, you. Let's face it, you were brilliant. So remember those times. Write them down. Put them on a note card. Have them handy. Be able to tap into those feelings, those memories. Take the feelings from the memories. And then the third step on this, the third thing I want you to do is try to remember and notice what triggered these feelings. In the first scenario for me, it was taking a huge risk that paid off. And more importantly, now that I say that out loud, it was taking a risk connected to something I deeply desired, which was to become a published author. So I just took that leap off a cliff to do something that deeply mattered to me. And it was hugely empowering. When I'm with that group at the conference, that I can just totally be myself, whether I'm presenting or listening, what triggers those feelings is knowing I'm among like-minded people who accept me for who I am and how I am, no matter what. So those things trigger my ability to feel sexually empowered. And it's awesome. So knowing those things about myself help me to be able to get to that place again when I need it, when I want it, which is, you know, pretty much all the time. And most of the time I can access it. But, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the hour that I'm feeling scattered and I'm all over the place. So if I can kind of sit down and think about how it felt that time in Arizona and how I feel every January at that conference, it's like that truth of myself bubbles up again. And that's a wonderful and empowering thing to have. When you embrace your sexual power, this is more of how you will be more of the time, and that's going to be a change. It's one that I hope you will love. It's one that I hope the people in your life will love. But it is one that could trigger them and make you realize or have to face some things about some of the connections that you've made, and you need to decide what to do about them. And I know there are lots of places and lots of books that will tell you to get rid of the toxic relationships. But I also know that that's not always a possibility. What I will suggest you do, however, is try to find a way to safely distance yourself. In other words, if these are people you know you can't trust, then don't let your, give yourself, don't put yourself in positions of vulnerability as best you can around them. I do have some people in my life, because they belong to a group I belong to, that I can't, that I don't trust. I like them. They're fine people. I can be with them. But when it comes to being vulnerable, to crying, to leaning, to needing, or any of those things, they are not people I would go to. So I don't dismiss them out of my life completely, but I don't give them a large role to play. I don't allow that to be the case. So I hope you're in a situation where if there are people in your life like that, you can create the distance that will be most supportive and most, as I said, for lack of a better word, appropriate for you. Okay. I'm going into my next break session, so I'm trying to decide if I should start this, the next part I wanted to talk about, which is the, well, very much is the oh my and the oh wow of what we're going to take out into the world, which is how to start becoming and living sexually empowered. But I think I'm coming up close enough to my break that I can, you know, meander and talk for a little bit about nothing. you know, it's an amazing thing to be able to do. It's an amazing gift to give yourself this ability to be sexually empowered. It's not a gift many women have and or have given themselves. And I hate that. You know, I wish more women had this in their lives. That's my goal, is to see that that happens. So come back for our Oh Wow section as we wrap up our night together here on the Oh Spot on Om Times Radio.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Vibe Nation Radio is brought to you by Carrie Turcotte and Dean Thomas. Each week, we bring a refreshing outlook to lifting the veils of illusion that occur in our daily lives. We will share our own learnings and personal experience that allow others to understand who they truly are.
At the end of each show, Carrie will be tapping into the listeners' energies just to give an idea of what to expect for the week ahead. So join us each Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and together we will discover the inner keys that will unlock the true you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the final part of the O-Spot. I am your host, as always, Rachel Kenley, and I'm really glad that you're back and that I'm back and that we're here together. So, for our final section tonight, I really want to talk a little bit about, or begin to talk about, how to start becoming and living sexually empowered. Because we do have the I don't want to get out of bed days and the really bad hair days and the kids screaming and the dog, you know, clawing at something and the laundry backing up days. And you gotta wonder on those days, how on earth am I supposed to be feeling empowered in the midst of all this? And it comes down to being aware of desire. And most importantly, being aware of what you desire. Because when you enfold your life in that, then everything, even the cat's hairballs, will not pull away from your power. No, those days aren't going to make you feel empowered. They're not going to be days that you can't wait to tell somebody about. But when those days happen, they cannot and will not diminish who and how you are, because you are living a life based on what you know in your heart of hearts is what you desire. Something that I think we are rarely, if ever told, is that we deserve what we desire. To me, that's a magical concept. Everything you've imagined, there's no reason why you shouldn't have it, why you can't work for it, why it won't be something that happens in your life. Will it happen when you want it, how you want it, and exactly on the moment you want it? Maybe. Probably not. But it will happen if you really take in your desire and live from it. You have to put yourself first. And that doesn't mean being selfish. It means being clear. I can do what my husband needs me to do before I do stuff for myself. And I can do things for my children before I do things for myself. But my decision to do it comes from a desire that puts me first. Does that sound complicated or confusing? What I'm trying to say is that because I desire to do things for my husband and children, that the decisions and the actions are coming from my desires, not theirs. I mean, they want these things too, but it's coming from my desire first. And that was an important shift, and it's one I hope you can make too. It seems by the actions that it's their desires. But if you let it be your desire to do these things, then your desire is coming first. And you'll also be able to and find more ways to voice or try to reach your desires. You know, once you kind of know that this is what you want, you may discover that there's something else that you want, and so on and so on. And as that happens, your knowledge of your own desire is going to grow. Because getting clear about the things you really want is really important. And in that phrase, there are two parts of it, and they're both important. Getting clear and the things you really want. If you don't want an expensive house and lots of things, and you'd rather live on a boat, then that's great. Just because everyone in your family has made negative comments about people who travel around in RVs does not mean that that's not what you really want. If it's what you want, that's fantastic. Get clear and embrace that this is what you want. Because you know what? They don't have to come on this trip with you. You're going to be lots and lots of people who you will meet and connect with who have a similar desire for similar reasons or a similar desire for a completely different reason. Get clear. Don't lie to yourself. Don't shit on yourself. Don't question. And don't judge yourself. You know, we should want to have children. I have met and spoken to people who do not want children, who never wanted children. Or they don't want to get married. Or they don't want to own a house. They want to live in an apartment in a city. They don't want a 9-to-5 job. I don't. I didn't. I never did. I had some. I fit very few of them. Seriously, most of them were very bad fits, even if I were good at it. Even when I was good at it, they were bad fits. Don't judge yourself. There's way too much of that already happening in the world. Don't add to it. And in fact, you will be, the less you judge yourself, the more empowered you will be. The more truthful you will be, the stronger you will be. It's going to come from a place that can't be shaken. And that's a gift. So I have about 5 more minutes, and I am going to talk more about this topic next week.
Yay!
And now I am going to close out my hour with the incredible and amazing Lady Gaga and the song Till It Happens to You, because consent is empowering and support is empowering and not judging what happened to somebody else is vital for all of us. So hopefully I won't have an ad. Here we go. Oh, nope, I do have an ad. I'm going to mute that while it plays. All right, here we go.
Until you walk where I walk, it's just gone. Till it happens to you, you don't know how it feels.
Love yourself. You're worthy. Join me next week on The O Spot. I'm Rachel Kenley. Good night.